Times Listening Service. Interest rate hike. Regulators need to take steps for financial stability. The local money market has shown an unstable upward march in the wake of regulators' efforts to curb the soaring short-term foreign currency borrowings. On Friday, the overnight interbank call rate hit a four-year high of 5.1%, touching off concerns over tighter liquidity. There are enough reasons for market participants to worry about the interest rate, which went up far higher than the central bank's target of 4.5%. In particular, the hike was made at an alarming pace over a one-week period. The rate jumped by 0.51 percentage points from 4.59% on April 19. Interest rates for other financial instruments, including certificates of deposit, CDs, and bonds, have also come under pressure, making both corporate and individual borrowers shoulder a heavier interest burden. However, financial regulators are trying to downplay the sudden rise, insisting that it is just a temporary phenomenon following their recent policy of holding a tighter grip on the influx of short-term foreign currency borrowings from abroad, most of which were made by foreign banks operating in South Korea. What's more worrisome than the call rate surge is the snowballing short-term foreign borrowings that were estimated at $7.3 billion in March, up from $2.79 billion in February. The March figure accounted for more than 90% of the total foreign currency debt, and $6 billion, or 82% of the short-term debts, were brought in by foreign banks, vying to make profits by purchasing the local currency, which shows strength against the U.S. dollar. In this context, it is more necessary for regulators to check short-term foreign borrowings, which might lead to further appreciation of the Korean won, deterioration of local products' export profitability, and excessive liquidity. As foreign banks undergo difficulties in borrowing short-term loans from their overseas headquarters, they have to borrow from domestic banks and other lending companies, thus temporarily causing the shortage in the money supply. Despite policymakers' sidestepping of the latest interbank rate jump, consumers and corporations, especially small and medium businesses, are worried about potential hikes in overall interest rates because most of their borrowings are linked to the interest fluctuation of CDs, which is sensitive to the movement of the call rates. The Bank of Korea, BOK, and the Financial Supervisory Service, FSS, will have to make efforts to prevent interest rates from rapidly climbing in a bid to avoid any potential financial pinch or credit crisis because most consumer debts are mortgages. Policymakers ought to prepare measures for a potential burst of the property bubble from rampant real estate speculation.